Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishpasar Miyak Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Chofei. The Gemara in Daf speaks about the son that stood for Yeshua. The Gemara continues to say also for Moshe Rabbeinu. But the opening of the idea that the son stood for Yeshua is what it says, Haloi Ksuva al Sefer HaYosher. The son stood because of Ksuva al Sefer HaYosher. There's a remnant to that. And Sefer Bereishish was called Sefer HaYosher. And here the Gemara says, because of Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov are called Yeshur. Why specifically over here, with referring to Sefer HaYashar with the Sefer of the Avos HaKadosh? So Shlomo Kluger over here in Avodas Avoda says Gevaldik Nekudo, a very sadistic Nekudo. He says like this. He says in general, we have different levels. We have a level of Atzadikim, and we have a level of Yesharim. The fact that the Avos are called Yesharim, as the Gemara tells us over here, that tells us that Yesharim is greater than Tzadikim. He brings the passage that says, Ra'anu Tzadikim Ba'Hashem, and he explains the challenge like this. Not everybody could say Ashira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who has an obligation to say Ashira could say Ashira. But a one on his own to come and say Ashira, it's something that he cannot do. As the Gemara in Brachas, the Lamed Gimel says, that someone wants to give a lot of Shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they told him you can't do that. It's like a king who has so much and you mishabach him with something small. You can't give a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not on that level. Whatever Chazal gave us this to do, we do. We can't do more than that. He says that's only by tzaddikim. But Yesharim, the Yesharim na'avo se'ilo. The Yesharim have the power to Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can do a shir whenever they want. So says Shlomo Kluger, when the sun is moving, it's saying a shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stopping the sun. You're stopping the sun from saying a shir. He brings the Medrash Tanchumo that Yeshua, when he told the sun to stand, so the son says, "Imani edoim, if I stop, me yoyim Ashira. Who's going to say Shira instead of me? Amol Yeshua shtoik v'ani yoyim Ashira. Yeshua says, I'll do Shira. Now this is to tell the son, which has a tafket to give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to stop saying Shira, and Yeshua will say Shira instead. For that you have to have a level of you could decide to say Shira whenever you want. Says the Shlomo Kluger, that's why here we say he's called Yashar. We're referring to the Pasuk, it's Sefer HaYashar, to the Avos HaKadosh who are called Yesharim, to say Yeshua has the ability to say Shira because he's a Yashar. And that's why he can choose to replace the son to say Shira instead of the son. With this Yesod, the Shlomo Kluger, we can understand another thing. The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara tells us that by Yeshua there's a Mefarish Pasuk that the son stood. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no Mefarish Pasuk. We learn from a drasha. Why about Moshe Rabbeinu who don't have a Mefarish Pasuk? So the Chida in the Sefer Choymas Anoch answers that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Pnei Chama. So he's the son, he has the power of the son. So of course he can replace the son, it's not a big Chiddush. But Yeshua's Pnei Levana is only the moon. So I would need to tell me that the Pnei Levana could stop the sun from moving, that's a bigger Chiddush. According to Shlomo Kluger, we could add another connection to this. Moshe Rabbeinu is for sure a Yashar. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be greater than the Avos HaKadosh. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could tell the son to stop and he's going to say Shira instead, that's something pashut. The Chiddush by Yeshua is that he also has the level of Yashar that can decide to say Shira whenever he wants, as Rav Shlomo Kluger explains. But this Nekudo that Rav Shlomo Kluger tells us, that Yesharim are greater than Tzadikim, that's not so pashut. And just to be mayor in that, because the Gemara in Taini says, Le'akol le'oiro, le'akol le'simcho, Tzadikim lo yiro, Yesharim l'simcho, the more brings the Pasuk, Tzadikim have light, Yesharim have simcho. Who's greater than who? So Rashi, or the Pirushim, Yuchas the Rashi, there in Tainis, says that the Yesharim have simcho, the Yesharim adifim tzadikim. Yesharim are greater than Tzadikim. But the Marshal there brings the Rashbo in Chiddush HaGadus that says the Yesharim are less than Tzadikim. And it says the Marshal, that's also the Nusach of Nishmas, because by Nishmas we say Yesharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Gdoishim. We always mention that that's the Rosh HaTev is Yitzchok. Yashar, Tzadik, Chosi, Kadosh. It's also the Mahalach of the Sefer Messias, the Sharim, that goes. He says the Messias, the Sharim, the Mesila of the Yashar is to go on the levels from Tzadik to Chosi to Kadosh. So Nimtzeh, it's a Machlokes we're showing you who's greater, Yashar or Tzadik. The Kerenoira there in Tainis brings a riot from Lashon HaTefillin Rosh Hashanah that we say, Uvchein Tzadikim Yiru V'Yismachu. The Yesharim Ya'aloizu, the Chasidim Berine Agilu. Mashu Tzadikim is the less, the lowest Madrego. Then you have Yesharim greater, and Chasidim, which is even greater. And the Gilyon Yashas, they want to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim based on the Tosefta in Maseches Shkalim, that there there's a machlekes if Yosher is only Beinu Levein Adam, or Yosher is also Beinu Levein Amokrim. So he brings that Tzadik is between a person and Kosh Boch. Yosher, it's a machlekes, is it Beinu Levein Chaveiroi, or for both? If it's Beinu Levein Chaveiroi, so maybe Tzadik is greater because it's Beinu Levein Amokrim. But if it's both, then it's greater than a Tzadik. And there in Maseches Tanis, we brought the Tzadik HaKoyin, the pre-Tzadik in Chanukah, that he says the difference between a Tzadik and a Yosher is that a Tzadik is still working, he's still fighting his Yetzer Hara, while a Yosher is someone who already conquered the Yetzer Hara. And that goes like the Avodah Savoyed over here, and like Rashi during Tanis, that a Yosher is greater than a Tzadik, v'yesh od liyayin besug yizu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashov email list, who wants to go, please email shomashov@gmail.com.